Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ding 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 down 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 dung 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 down down down. That's annoying. What song was that, Bryce Kelly?
I, first of all, completely disagree that that was annoying. I could listen to that for at least 4 more hours.
Well, I've got 5 hours. Let's go. Dun dun dun.
It was New Order.
New Order, Blue Monday. Which is a great little guitar riff, but nobody ever talks about that. Anyway. Welcome to our podcast.
What an injustice that is.
My name's Garner. That's Bryce.
You were just saying backstage that your blushing bride sent you a text yesterday.
I was in bed, so she sent me a text in the, I don't know, I was going to say in the middle of the night, but it was probably like 9:30 last night.
I love that it was, she sent you this after you'd gone to bed. So yeah. This was a conversation that couldn't wait until the next day.
But then when I looked at my phone at like 3:30 this morning, when I didn't want to respond to her because I think she has me on, I don't know, emergency bypass or whatever. So her phone would have chimed in the middle of the night and woke her up. But all she did was she sent me a text that said, we spent $910 in restaurants in February.
Wow.
Great.
You know what? That sounds wild. Like how much are you going up? That's probably like what, 3 meals?
Well, yeah, I gorge.
Everything's more expensive.
We don't eat fancy either. That's the thing. Like, we go to pubs most of the time. That's a lot of pub food. And when I saw that number, I was kind of, yeah, that's a substantial amount of money. $910 in February.
That's pretty good for 1 month. A short month, too.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the point of that was. I guess maybe she was just going through bills or something and just wanted me to know how much we spent in restaurants.
Thinking about budgeting.
Yeah. So
that's too bad because, you know, I've long had a list in my head of things I just don't want to know. And a lot of them are financial related because, of course, I'm not good with money.
No, Bryce, you're bad with money.
I'm bad with money.
You're bad with money.
And so going back and calculating how much you've spent on a certain thing in the past, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know how much I've spent on in restaurants. I don't even like it when you're at a restaurant and they show you the liquor sales versus the food sales.
Oh, where they break it down?
You're like, oh, I didn't need to know that.
Yeah.
I did not need to know how much the liquor cost. And then the one for me, I don't do it anymore because I don't carry cash at all.
Yeah.
But when I used to pay with cash and you'd have to go to an ATM, and if it wasn't your bank, you'd have to pay a fee.
Yeah.
The amount I probably paid over the course of my life just in lazy guy fees.
Yeah, the lazy guy fees. That's what that is. $3 to use this one, or I could walk across the street and use my own.
And of course, you're just like, whatever, I'm here. Okay. Yeah. Like over the course of my life, how much money did I waste doing that? I don't want to know.
Yeah. There's just, okay. What we should do is we should discuss things you don't want to know. And we'll launch this conversation here in the podcast. Now come to the radio show tomorrow morning. We're on Sonic 102.9 in Edmonton, Alberta. And this is going to be really confusing if you're listening to this 7 years from now and you're texting the show with things you don't want to know.
Yeah, and we're long since dead.
Wow. I was thinking that we'd probably still be here, but you're thinking we're going to be dead.
Well, one of us will be dead.
That's, oh my God.
I didn't say who.
This is dark. Things you don't, you know what I don't want to know? I weigh myself every morning.
Oh God, I used to do that too. I've eased off of it.
I gotta stop.
Yeah,
on Monday mornings, I don't want to know.
Yes,
yeah. Because the weekend is typically just a train wreck, and I'm all full of salt. And then I step on that scale, and I realize I'm 7 pounds heavier than I was on Friday. What the hell? That's too much range. 7 pounds? It's not. So I no longer weigh myself on myself on Monday morning.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I just don't want to know.
It's bad for your mental health. I don't want to know how much I've spent on Red Bull over the years.
No.
No, that'd be a bad idea.
Like over the years or just 1 year?
Even 1 year. Although, I don't want to brag, but I've scaled back.
Really?
I only have Red Bull on Friday and Saturdays now.
Wow.
I'm so brave.
Wow. I mean, I don't like to use the word hero.
Yep. Where's my parade?
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
I was driving down a road here in the big city yesterday, and what did my eyes see? A Lube City location.
Oh, was there a beacon of light shining towards the heavens above?
There was.
And did it go, angels trumpets?
Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And I could see all the busy bees inside just doing their work at professional grade levels.
Yeah. Lube City, they got 27 locations in Alberta. Maybe you can visit the one Bryce drove by yesterday.
It's a good one.
You can find them online at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Schnooky Poo?
Schnooky Wookie Wookie Bear.
Oh my God, what's worse, pet names or baby talk?
Ooh, when you combine the two, you should be thrown in jail for the rest of your life.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Sometimes people text us on the Sonic text machine. Sometimes the text is intended for their lover. We get some of those. Those are always fun.
Yeah, we get wrong texts all the time. It's like, good morning, sweetheart.
Oh, good morning. Right back at you. My name's Garner. Who's
this? Enjoy your day.
Schnooky Poo. Ah, pet names. They're the worst, aren't they?
They are.
I'm past the point in my relationship career that we have cutesy pet names. I kind of miss it. I don't even remember what they were, but it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, eventually you kind of hit a wall and they seem less cute.
I struggle to call my beautiful bride by her first name. I don't know what that is.
It is weird.
It is. It's,
and when they say your name, it's like,
what have I done? Garner, can I see you in the study? I wish we had a study. God, just so I could hear that phrase. But no, it's like I've been with her a long, long time, but I still... Like, she has a beautiful name and everything, but I don't know. I just don't like saying it. That's what strangers call her. I'm not a stranger.
I get that completely.
Yeah, there's no way to shorten up your name, though. Well, Brycey Poo, there's that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's not shortening it.
I don't like that.
You don't like Brycey Poo?
No. Huh. Not a big fan of that one.
Okay. But anyway, we... Now I've completely lost my train of thought, and we have to get this train moving here. But we will read your text, so be very, very careful. If you're texting somebody else, we will read your texts on the radio. Sometimes they're intended for other radio stations, too.
Yeah,
those are fun, too.
Those ones hurt the most.
They do kind of hurt. But hey, you jumped into this conversation. You're welcome here.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Pet names.
Yeah.
Oh, I think everyone agrees on this. Somebody texted and said, pet names I hate, women who call their significant other daddy. Ooh. That is so exceptionally creepy.
Ooh.
You need to stop doing that immediately.
Yeah, that makes everybody in the room uncomfortable.
Hey, daddy.
Yeah. Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Oh, boy.
That you want me to do that again?
That one threw me for a loop.
I just made Bryce's ears barf.
Woo-wee.
Anyway.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hey, I'm going to play another clip. Now, I know you asked me not to play this on the radio. Like, this was just...
You're embarrassing me.
You did this demo late last night in your own recording studio.
That's right.
This is from Bryce Kelly. This will be your third instrumental saxophone album.
That's right.
So Hungry for Smooches was the debut. Hard Butter was your sophomore album. Your brand new album will be called Perv's Paradise.
Perv's Paradise. Yeah, that's right.
Here's the first track from Perv's Paradise.
Very sensual. Yeah. I take a lot of pride in that each album is sexier than the last.
This is certainly sexy, I'll tell you that much.
I recorded this track wearing just socks.
What's worse? A guy wearing, like, Winnie Poohing and just wearing the, just a short t-shirt, or a guy just wearing socks. What's worse?
Something about the socks really adds to the sensuality.
Actually, this is perfect music here. Perv's Paradise. For, we were talking about pet names earlier on the show. I'm at the point now with my beautiful, beautiful bride. We don't really have pet names for each other anymore. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable calling her by her first name. I always have been, and it's a beautiful name. I love her name. But it's too formal. Like, I need something in between. The pet name, though, that keeps coming in on the text machine this morning that appears to be universally despised is when a woman calls her boyfriend or her husband Daddy, as in, hey, Daddy.
Oof, don't like that one bit.
Who was the first person to do that? Like, I guarantee you it was not a woman. That was a guy somewhere that was like, hey, babe, from this point forward, I want you to call me Daddy. And she went, hey, Daddy.
I don't know why, but calling hubby.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Hubby or hubs has always stirred the same reaction out of me as Daddy.
Well, I don't know. Your daddy is your dad. Like, why would you bring that into your romance? I don't understand that part. Like, that's confusing to me. And a lot of us find that really kind of repulsive.
Ooh, look at all the babe hate coming in.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Babe is not a term of endearment.
No?
Kind of sounds like it. Like, oh, you're a babe.
Maybe what you could do is we could play tracks from Perv's Paradise in the background, and I could say your pet name on the radio.
You have to say it the same way you said the daddy thing.
Hey, Daddy.
Ooh, boy. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I don't know who this is, but my husband calls me HB, short for honey buns. I don't mind that one because it leaves people guessing. You know, they don't know that HB stands for honey buns.
No, and you can mix it up from time to time. You can call her HB sauce.
I don't know. HB honey buns. For all they know, they might think it stands for, you know, huge, but I can't say it.
A lot of people are saying the daddy people.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more of you're expressing your issues out loud, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's what that's all about.
You're saying your issues out loud is what you're really doing.
Wow, I can't wait until this album comes out. Like, if this is just the demo, this is spectacular.
It's coming out October 2026.
Okay, at A&A Records and Tapes?
Yep.
Cool.
In all Zeller's locations.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Nobody likes it when they hear a woman refer to as her significant other as Daddy. Nobody wants to hear that. Somebody did text and say the one I really dislike is when men refer to their wives as the old lady. That absolutely makes my skin crawl. And as an outsider, like, I came to Edmonton from somewhere else, a dusty little, you know, one horse town about 3 hours down the highway called Calgary. But when I moved to Edmonton, like, my first couple of weeks I was here, it's like, why does everyone refer to their wife or girlfriend as the old lady? I think that, like, I've heard the term before, but that's very much an Edmonton thing. People here love that, and that's why I started referring to my wife as the trophy wife. And that was fun for about 15 minutes, and then you got really, really angry about that one. But we did it in fun. We don't do that anymore. No way. This is from Phil. A workmate of mine once called my wife Babe because he thought that was her name. He had never heard me call her anything else. This one. My wife called me Puberty once. I vetoed it immediately. she pivoted to Huberty. Unfortunately, that one stuck. We've also been trialing Rybalsis. If your name is Ryan, Rybalsis, that's going to catch on. As long as that super annoying commercial's on TV like 25 times in the course of every game you watch, people are going to start calling all of the Ryans in their circle Rybalsis. Or is it Rybalsis? See, now I've said it too many times. It doesn't even sound like anything anymore.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted in and said, I mentioned Regina twice in the podcast last week, but I didn't play the clip.
What?
Oh.
Regina. Experience Regina.
I met some people from
Regina
at my mother-in-law's birthday party last weekend in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, and I did the
Regina. Experience Regina.
I bet they hate that song there.
They hate it so much. Should be proud of that song.
Yeah. I know, that should be, it should be a source of civic pride.
That's a musical masterpiece right up there with Bohemian Rhapsody. And Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven, of course. The Sleep Country Canada jingle. All absolute bangers. So, nicknames, Brycey Poo.
Yeah, don't like that.
Does anyone call you that?
No.
Pet name, Brycey Poo.
No.
Somebody said, good morning. So Garner, Bryce, you were away on vacation, so I don't expect you to remember this.
Oh, good.
But when I texted in for no time to Google one morning, pardon me, I used the pet name slash nickname my husband calls me, which is Tell.
Okay.
Telly. My name is Chantel, so it's just the last part of my name. But at that time, you were like, huh, should I just start going by Ner? And we had a good chuckle at it. My husband and I agree full first name feels way too formal, right? Or yeah. It's reserved for when we aren't the happiest with each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the lopping off the first half of the name. I don't know. It just reeks of hockey player nickname, and hockey players give the worst nicknames.
Oh, they're terrible at it. I don't know. That's why I don't really have a pet name for my beautiful bride, because I can't... Her name is like three syllables, but you can't shorten it. It just would be a mess. It wouldn't be anything. So I can't do that. It's not going to work. When I first met my husband, we did a Lord of the Rings marathon. Nerds. He kept making Gollum impressions badly. I jokingly started calling him Precious. And it's stuck even 10 years later.
Well, that's nice.
That's adorable.
That's nice.
Is he any better at the Gollum impression, though? This one's kind of funny. I was calling my wife Corn for a while. It's from the Simpsons episode when Homer looks at his plate and sees his corn and says, "See you tomorrow." I would say that before bed.
Oh, elegant. Beautiful. I like that. You know, those last two are good examples of nicknames with really cute backstories.
Yeah.
One is Lord of the Rings. The other is a corn poop joke.
Hey, Gary's got some sage wisdom for everybody here. This one, I laughed at this. He says, my brother calls his wife Mama, and she baby talks to him.
Ooh.
They've been married for 18 years, so we missed the opportunity to mock them early, and now it would be too awkward. Mock them early, folks. Gary.
Wow, that is good advice.
Yeah, to mock someone early in the relationship. Yeah.
18 years is too deep into it to start mocking them. They'll take it too personally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're doing baby talk in front of other people...
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Maybe you deserve to be knocked down a peg.
Yeah. When you are in, like, if you're in the baby talk blast zone, like, that's a horrible, horrible feel. I don't know what that is. I feel embarrassed.
That's how you'd find out who your true friends are.
Yeah.
Start baby talking in front of your friends. The ones who pull you aside and say, you need to knock that off.
Yeah.
Those are your true friends.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Bryce spent the night last night in the recording studio working on demos for his brand new instrumental saxophone album. You're telling me the title of the album will be Perv's Paradise.
The idea is it's a Jimmy Buffett inspired album.
Really? I'm not picking up. Well, here, just take a little bit of a listen. This is just a demo track. I'm not really picking up the Jimmy Buffett, but maybe it comes later in the album. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, this is an early demo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Jimmy Buffett inspiration.
Okay.
Perv Paradise.
Perv's Paradise. The follow-up to Hard Butter and Hungry for Smooches.
Yeah, this is more of the Hungry for Smooches style.
Okay, so side one is more of a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, side B is... That's where it takes a little turn.
Yeah.
Well, I need to change it up.
Sounds really good, though. I like it.
I mean, you can't knock the sensuality out of this music.
Did you record this? Did you Winnie the Pooh this one?
This one I was wearing just gold chains.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anyway,
if you listen closely, you can hear them jingling.
Oh, I am picking that up. Very, very sensual.
Perv's Paradise, though. It's just an homage to the increasing popularity of thong bikinis.
Wow. Anyway.
It's very tasteful.
Let's feature some of this music this morning in the background. We were talking on the show yesterday about those people in your circle who insist on calling you FaceTime all the time or video calling you, and just a phone call would be fine. A text message would be even better. And then we got onto the topic of people who just use their speakerphone everywhere they go. I like what this person has to say. I kind of agree. This is from Jay-Z. I had no idea Jay-Z listened to this show.
Oh, wow.
But it says, we need people to just walk up to others that are on speakerphone or video calls in public and just jump in and say hello in the conversation. And I kind of agree. If you're having a speakerphone call or a video call in public, it becomes a public call. And at that point, everyone's invited. This is good. Nice work, Jay-Z.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would kill the speakerphone conversation.
Almost immediately.
Within a week, nobody anywhere on this planet will be doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This is from Catherine. I want to read this. Catherine, good for you. Says, good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for all the joy you both bring with the show. We're bringers of joy.
Isn't that nice?
I like that. I was in a bad car accident a while ago. I've been dealing with a lot of driving anxiety. A few weeks ago, I had to drive during morning rush hour way out of my comfort zone. My psychologist and I talked through coping strategies, and listening to your show was one of them. We talked for a good 10 minutes about how much we both love listening to your show. I've listened to the show since the NISQ days, and now it just has another lovely meaning for me. So thank you for being wonderful humans. I hope you have a fantastic day. And I hope you have a fantastic day, too.
That's really nice.
Good to hear you're back out there again, and you're driving again.
That would be tough if you're in a nasty accident, getting back behind the wheel. It'd be a lot to overcome.
Oof. Also, psychologist listening to this show, what do you possibly get out of this show?
Does that make us doctors?
It kind of does, by association, I think.
I'll start wearing the white coat anyway.
Well, I don't know that a psychologist wears a white coat. More, you know what you need to get if you want to pull off, if you want to give off psychologist vibe? You need to get one of those tweed sports jackets with the...
Elbow patches.
The suede patches on the elbows. That's the psychologist look, I think.
It's a good look.
Or a comfortable sweater, one of those two things. How about you? How are you doing these days? I want to quickly, ever since the Tim Hortons burnt down in my neighborhood, I've had to go to a different Tim Hortons every day on my way to work.
Well, I'm going to light a candle for you over here. Just hold on.
Really?
Okay. Candle's lit.
Is it one of those ones with the little paper thing on it? So the Tim Hortons in my neighborhood just burnt. It's gone forever. I think they're rebuilding it, but it's been slow. So I started going to this different one every day. And the guy in the drive-thru is so GD happy every day. It's infectious. And I'm sure that, you know, he's probably not always happy with his work. It would be hard work. He works there all night long. But yet every day, it's not like we have conversations, but he just smiles and, hey, how are you today? And we just have that brief interaction. And I find myself just driving away smiling. My point here is that it is infectious. You give somebody a smile, you ask them, you tell them to have a good day, and it'll power them for a few minutes at least. until they get to work and read the negative emails. Then it all comes crashing back down.
Yeah, then Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall.
Yeah, but hey, but for those few minutes, it feels pretty good. So anyway, Tim Hortons guy, thanks for smiling.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm, mystery candy.